Unit 11 test. Listening, exercise 2. You will hear people talking in 5 different situations. For questions 1 to 5, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear a teenager talking about lessons at school. What does he not like about the way they learn? A. Having to learn things by heart. B. Having to think for himself. C. Having discussions that go on too long.
It's all right, I suppose. I love the discussions we have sometimes with our teachers. They can go on for ages. In fact, we try to keep them going so we don't have to write anything. I can't stand learning stuff parrot fashion, though. It seems a waste of time. You're never going to need that information. And anyway, I thought education was all about teaching us how to think for ourselves.
2. You hear a girl talking about her teacher. What sort of teacher is he? A. A driving instructor. B. A sports coach. C. A personal tutor.
Mum thought I needed extra help. She was driving me mad about it, so I agreed. Of course, it meant having to give up tennis because he comes on Tuesdays and Thursdays when I would normally have tennis practice. But he's nice. His name's Bill and he lets me call him that. He comes to the house, so I don't lose any time travelling. And I think it's really made a difference to my marks this term. My other teachers don't know, so they probably just think I've suddenly become a genius.
3. You hear a man talking about his university education. What happened in his final exams? A. He passed them. B. He failed them. C. He had to retake them.
I'm a great believer in university education, and that's why I went all those years ago. But I think things are better now. In my day, there was no continuous assessment. Everything depended on your final exams, or finals, as we called them. I did what everyone else did and spent the last month revising, but they obviously thought I hadn't reached the required standard. Retakes didn't appear until after my time, so that was it. And here I am now, without a degree.
4. You hear an expert talking on the radio. What problem do special needs children suffer from? A. Not enough places in schools. B. A lack of specially trained teachers. C. The wrong equipment being provided.
There are very many special needs children in this country, and although we do better than many other places around the world, there is still plenty of work to be done. The government has done well to provide a place for just about every child, which is excellent. Well done to them. But they have failed to understand that special needs call for special training. I'm a teacher, but I don't have the skills to teach children who are dyslexic. And dyslexia is not the only problem. There are hundreds. It seems a shame that we have all this equipment sitting in our schools, but we are without the knowledge to make the best use of it.
5. You hear part of a radio interview with a teacher. What does he describe? A. A case of cheating. B. Students surprising a teacher. C. Something being stolen.
What sort of things do your students get up to? Tell us about a recent incident.
Well, last week... Yes, it was the start of the lesson and I had just checked that everyone was there and it was time to go through the homework I'd set the day before. One boy, we'll call him Johnny, shall we, said that his bag had been stolen. Looked everywhere for it, he did.
Had somebody moved it for a joke?
That's what I thought, but Johnny himself had left it at another desk. When he went to get the bag, I saw the other boy hand him a piece of paper. I was obviously not meant to see that, so I pretended I hadn't seen anything. Then, while we were checking the answers, Johnny got all of them right.
And was that unusual?
Very. He hadn't got a single question right in the previous lesson, so it seemed that Johnny's friend had copied the answers for him.
What did you do?
Well, I asked Johnny to show me his homework. Of course, he hadn't had time to transfer his friend's answers, so there was nothing there. Caught red-handed.